Hi, I'm Liz.
And I'm Rhea.
Welcome to Karma's My Bitch, a podcast about love,
sex,
connection,
abundance,
joy,
purpose,
peace,
and how life isn't simply the stories we tell ourselves.
You know when people talk about like writing lists of the men like they want, and I remember when I decided I was like, okay, I'm ready to meet someone. Everyone around me was like, you got to write a list. You got to write a list. You got to write a list, right? And, but, you know, and we always joke about that because it is what it is. And like the last episode, it's just someone like you, right? Like, but is it possible to be so clear and be like, I want to marry someone who's wealthy?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, I'm asking, is it possible?
Like anything's possible. So the answer is always going to be yes.
No, but like, would it work?
No. No, it's not going to always work, but it's certainly possible to put that on your list. No one's stopping you.
No, of course. It's possible to write something down on a piece of paper.
Exactly. Ask a ridiculous question, get a ridiculous answer.
But what about then marriage relationships for gain? Like, how can they be sustained going forward? Because to me, that doesn't sound...
Sounds like it's out of integrity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it was really interesting when the subject came up, when Guidance gave me the season, and I thought... Okay, well, I guess this is where we're going to go. But I do think it's helpful because we're still, as we're untangling the old paradigms, especially those around marriage and unions, and we look at those sort of traditional structures around those, right? Where there's usually, typically, I mean, less so now, but there's a single breadwinner and the other person stays at home. We don't have, it doesn't have to be gender-based necessarily, but it's more the roles that we've all played, right? Throughout history in terms of the nuclear family. So what does it look like as we grow and evolve? Where does that fall? And I do think it's a valid conversation because even to this day, like you said, a lot of people are still putting a person with money on their list, right? Yes. Even though more and more people are working and achieving or gain... What's the word for
also, there just aren't that many people out there with money. So how, like, in the rich level that people are writing on their list.
Oh,
so
you mean the point, not 1% of the 1%?
Yeah.
Right, no, exactly. I mean, when you look at the number of billionaires out there aren't that many under 30 or 40.
And if they are, they're usually quite butters. But the thing is, it's funny because at one point it feels like, that feels out of integrity. But another point, I'm like, so? Because at the end of the day...
Fuck integrity.
No, it's not that. But it's just like when I think about it, at the end of the day, if you're talking about relationships being purpose-based, right? Mm-hmm. And people are being together, not just because they have love and companionship and all the things, but also there is this shared understanding of purpose, right? Each one is in their own purpose.
Yeah.
That can mean that one party within the two is making no cash and one party within the two is making all the cash.
Yeah.
And actually, that union allows for both people to continue with their purpose and expand their purpose and where the money flows in and out. I mean, I've always thought that when it came to like abundance, right?
Yeah.
Is that it's not really about where the money comes from, more that the flow of it and how it facilitates your purpose, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just as an example, we always joke that if I wanted to do something that worked, that was in line with my purpose, I'd always find the money. But if I decided tomorrow I wanted to do something that was so outside of my purpose or it was more FOMO-based, like I need to have this car so people know I'm good enough, I wouldn't, all of a sudden, I wouldn't be able to find it, right? Mm-hmm. Or I'd have to stretch myself. So there is something about just where the money flows.
Yeah.
And if it happens to flow from your partner, whatever.
Yeah.
And you can be really clear on, actually, I'm building something, I'm creating something, I want to live a certain lifestyle. And that's not because I need to keep up with other people, but it's who I am. And I know it's my divine expression, as you would say, knowing, owning, expressing. Then really like banging on about that one.
I wonder if that's going to be the chapter you end up writing too.
Probably not. But at the end of the day, I mean, I feel every chapter is knowing, owning, expressing that I write, right? Mm. But anyway, it's either knowing.
Exactly. I was going to say maybe.
You know,
maybe
it's, like, one it's of always, them. You know, it's always one of them. Like it always falls into one. But, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so what keeps a relationship in integrity, first of all, is honesty.
Yeah.
So, of course, a relationship that's based based on means and wealth or money or financial gain, it can still be maintained in a sort of 5D oneness consciousness space if both parties are transparent about it.
Yeah.
right? That is a big factor within the relationship, and then they iron out an expiration date, whatever that is.
What does that mean?
So you're looking at age disparities, right? Two people get married, maybe one is a lot older and is generally the financial, like has the wealth, and then marries somebody younger.
Mm.
And on the outside, you might be thinking, well, they don't have a whole lot in common, right?
Mm.
But whatever it is, for whatever reason, they decide they're going to be together.
Yeah.
Maybe she signs a prenup. Likely there's a prenup, whatever. But the fact of the matter is there's a mutual understanding of why they're together. Maybe the other person just really wants the company. Maybe the other person just wants an attractive person on their arm to go to functions with. Who cares what it is, as long as the two are honest enough about it with each other that they recognize what they're in it for, where there's mutual benefit. So it's not as if, oh, this person did everything they could to manipulate and land. It's a bit like in the Heartbreakers film when Sigourney Weaver pretends to be Russian in order to work her way into Gene Hackman, and that she pretends to be a smoker even though she can't stand smoking.
Fine. Like, so it's different. Like, can you be who you are and still get what you want, basically?
Yeah.
But then what about this whole idea that marriage is, you know, in one of the previous episodes, we discussed how marriage was sacred.
The covenantal union is not that.
Okay.
So in 5D, we could still see marriages and partnerships based on financial gain.
Fine. But that's just not a covenantal union necessarily. No. But it's not in 5D.
No. Exactly. Exactly. Again, because if there's still honesty between them and full transparency, you're good to go.
Fine.
And the other bit is if you're committed to growing consciousness. If you're like a fully conscious being who's moving into higher consciousness, you can still have a partnership like that. If that's the case, either both are really going to evolve together. More than likely, they will not. And again, that partnership will also have an expiration date. Because no partnership where financial gain is at the focal point is going to necessarily last a full lifetime.
But what happens if someone's conscious and the other one isn't?
Oh, then fuck it. It's not going to work for very long. Like, it's fine. I mean, again, we're not here to judge. But it can't possibly last. Conscious versus unconscious. There's love or light cannot exist. As in, so remember the episode.
Because you just keep throwing it in and it's not going, it's just going into a hole.
Exactly.
And it's not being reflected. So we're talking about source and be sourced.
About to say it's the previous episode of the source. The sourced in sourcing.
You're putting love into a relationship or light into a relationship and it's coming back to you, right? And it's kind of that circular motion that keeps expanding.
Because we're constantly creating.
Yeah.
But with financial gain, there's always going to be a source and that's outside of you.
What I mean is, if one person's conscious and one person's unconscious, you can't keep putting light and love in.
Mm-hmm.
If the other person, let's say, locked in their karma or feeling not good enough, or I know this is the knot that didn't happen. So if they're just kind of making it all about them and not being able to reflect it back in any way and just taking energy sucker, right?
I mean,
You can source, but you're not going to be sourced.
No.
You're going to find that source from outside of you.
Yeah, exactly.
When we're talking about 5D or any of the age of harmony, whatever you want to call it.
I forgot that was another label.
Yeah, but the relationships are harmony, right? They are in harmony. They, you know, when we talk about benefit or things like that, it's not necessarily like, oh, I get X and you get Y. It's just somehow we both benefit from being in this relationship. And as a result, our purposes benefit. And as a result, the world benefits because our purposes are to serve, even though, and as I said this to you yesterday in just a random conversation, I feel that notion of service is going to really start expanding and become something else.
Yes, that was a super random conversation.
It was a very random conversation.
People are going to think that's all we talk about is work.
No, we really don't. We talk about my private life way more. But if...
and nail colors.
When we talk about purpose or benefit to the whole, it's like it could be as simple as there's just one more happy 5D person walking around in this earth plane, and that is great times.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I'm talking about service, right? Because you're filling yourself with joy, you're doing why you're here, and it just feels right.
And you're sharing it with the
world. And then, you know, as we were talking about when it comes to something like mission, which is where actually you're sharing that in a different way, where you're actually helping other people connect to their purpose somehow, or you're helping facilitate that kind of move from like shit to not shit.
Right. I mean, effectively, mission is God consciousness based, right? In my snooze, spiritual speak.
But also, I kind of feel like when you look at relationships now around us, there are not so many that fit under my description. And I imagine a lot of them is just because like that imbalance is is not for any reason other than a lot of people were getting married, you know, relationships and karma are not good enough and separation, it's all been tied in on one big bow, especially when you, you know, like if you look at, we talk about 5D or oneness or whatever, it's effectively relationships. It's all based in relationships, relationships to oneself, relationship to God, relationship to one another. Not every relationship has transformed. Not every relationship maybe has broken. Like, as I said, we all have choice. Some people might choose to stay in something for a trade-off or a compromise, or because it's all they know and maybe that's not where they feel capable of changing their life. And I get that, you know, that relationships are tied up in a lot of things, homes, children, countries, continents, whatever it is. So there is still that imbalance where people aren't necessarily in harmony, where one is supporting the other more and it's more sourced rather than sourcing, or sourcing rather than sourced, or whatever, however you want to do it. And I imagine it's going to take a bit of time and different generations to come in, mm-hmm. and for those new ways of relationships and being to be, as we said, experience makes normal, mm-hmm. until this is kind of the standard rather than the hope.
Yeah. Or the exception, right? I mean, mm. being able to come into, and the reason why we have so many seasons about the karmic undoing process is that it takes a lot to come into full adulthood. And that isn't defined by your income or an ability to pay your bills, right? There's a lot more to responsibility than that. So
it's being able to be responsible for your choices, yourself.
Exactly. Your entire life. And that's not just your physical well-being.
Yeah.
And when you're having to factor in developing the maturity that's required to be responsible for your emotional and psychological and spiritual well-being, well, that's going to take time. That's going to take a few generations for us to really be able to see it in terms of scale. Again, mm-hmm. what we're always looking at is scale. Because if you think about it, if we're having to do it now and previous generations may or may not benefit fully from that, then we're going to need a few more to be able to see it in terms of numbers and influence. So that way, younger generations will be able to come into and maintain their own prosperity, as opposed to looking at it from the lens of generational wealth or legacy, which is also going to eventually sort of go by the wayside, right?
That's not good news for me at all.
It's not about you. Talk about future generations, because abundance, as we know, is somewhat different. And anytime somebody says to me, I really would like to end up with somebody who's comfortable, who's well off, I just say, you know, more power to you. I never judge. I never say, well, you know, you got to make sure you're in love with the person, because I understand what a lot of people are saying when they say that. Not everybody.
Abundance. I don't want to have to think about it.
I don't want to have to fear for my life. I don't want to have to stress. I mean, my standard, having grown up in a family that struggled a bit and we were coupon clipping people, I used to take pride in that every Sunday morning, read the comics and organize coupons. My standard of abundance wasn't that high. For me, it was, I don't want to have to think about what I'm spending when I go to the grocery store. So I also understand when people are expressing a desire to have a partner who's perhaps more prosperous or who makes more money, it's really not because they want to be dripping in diamonds or like having jewelry and having, it's really the, I want to be able to live my life free of burden.
Mm, and choose whatever I want.
Yes.
There are some people who just are set out to manipulate the other person and take them for all they're worth.
Yes.
And I guess that's why, like,
it's a gift and a skill that I don't know. I just,
I mean, I can't lie, so I'm just like terrible at it.
Anytime that manipulation is at the center of any relationship, we know that that is not a 5D thing. And then that's fully out of integrity. Again, some people have the hustle. It's a gift. It's a talent. I would never judge it. It just would not be within 5D. Mm. That's all.
So what about like prenups and stuff?
I know. I've always wondered about that. My husband and I don't have one. It never occurred to either one of
us. It always like comes up at dinner parties, like people talking like, what would you do? What would you say? And I've always kind of
Do you know people?
I'm sure.
So I had put the question about prenups to guidance at some point because I was starting to notice more and more conversations, at least in the US, your generation and younger, talking about getting prenups, right? And I've always kind of wondered, when you're young and you don't have a whole lot in terms of assets and stuff, you're really just looking at what you kind of have or what your potential earning is. And you're kind of talking about a future life that doesn't even yet exist. Some of that is also it's future projecting, mm. right? You plan to create that life. You plan to do certain things, but we also know not everything always pans out the way you expect, right? Mm. Which is sometimes why things fall apart. And so I've asked guidance, you know, are prenups ever in integrity? And you know, interestingly, their answer was no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm just like so not bothered by it.
Because, well, there's three reasons. One, a prenup is not a covenantal union.
Because it's saying we won't break up.
It presupposes a lack of trust. And the trust that people show in not having one, well, it seems naive to some who believe that there's risk and there's a need to safeguard against said risks, whatever you perceive them to be, it destroys the trust. It weakens the bond. And then when you weaken a bond between people and a partnership, what happens is you're forced to compensate for that bond in other ways. And when you're doing that, you're putting strain on those areas because then they can't work or function fully in light. Now, it's not to say a couple that signs a prenup is doomed, but the point is that you've already set yourself up. You've already set up a hurdle that was unnecessary.
Okay, fine.
The second point is a lack of awareness of our fate. If we are that unaware of our fate, as in we have no sense of future in terms of what we're here for and what our purpose is, we have no business trying to form a union with someone else. It means that we're blind to our reality.
I don't understand.
Okay. Part of the adventure of life is not knowing everything, right? That's fine. It's not about that. But if you're not going to be aware of your fate or your purpose, dragging somebody along, that's not conducive to what will be a healthy partnership.
And the third thing?
The third thing has to do with, interestingly, your physical well-being. What do you think that's about?
No idea. Because you get stressed by signing a prenup? I mean, I'm trying to think when we went through the Shell's agreement debacle, that was stressful.
Oh my God. Such a nightmare. That was just like, it felt icky. It felt so icky.
Yeah, I hated everything.
Ew. It's really physical well-being, Rhea, but I'm not like, I can't. I'm trying to see why. Oh. Okay, interestingly, it's like, what's the point? Most people don't know when they're going to die. so you don't know how long this shit's going to last. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What's the point? And I get that. Actually, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Because the thing is, people keep thinking that there's this kind of like balance of power between the one who makes money and the one who doesn't. You know, like the one, oh, he pays for my life, therefore I must do what he says. Or, oh, she allows me to go on these amazing holidays with her family, so I must, you know, abdicate to her. Like, you know, there's all these kind of ideas about it. And actually, it's bullshit, because if two people are making a choice in being in a relationship, they each have equal power because they're still both making that choice.
Yes, absolutely.
Each of one, at any point, one of them can change their mind or change their choice, and the relationship is done. Mm-hmm. So actually, the power is the same.
It is the same. It is the same. And even though Ricardo has always been the breadwinner in our partnership, I have never once ever felt I owed him for it. And I think we both take that for granted. You know, I just take his easiness with our life for granted, because I've had friends who've later said, yeah, you know, where their partners or exes had complained that certain things didn't get done. So what were they doing when they weren't, you know, if they weren't at the office? And I was just like, wow.
Mm.
That's astounding to me that somebody could think so selfishly.
Yeah.
But exists.
The difference is that when we're talking about choices and power, is that everyone's in that power, right? So everyone knows that they're making choices. Everyone takes full responsibility of their choices and their lives.
Yeah.
Ricardo will take responsibility for his choice to go to work and do what he does. Mm-hmm. That's his choice.
Yeah.
It's not a resentful choice. It's an ownership. And it's entirely different, which means you don't start waiting for the tit for tat. It's like, how are you paying me back for my sacrifice? If you're in your power, there's no sacrifice. Therefore, there's no expectation of like owing anyone anything.
We're going to struggle with this for a while, right? As we were kind of like throughout probably the rest of my lifetime, which will probably be a lot longer than I would care for it to be. I could just joke about that because my body is just going to fall apart like a really old car. So you'll just be duct taping me back together, Rhea, so I can record an episode. But it's just going to take a really long time for all these sort of 3D endings to take place. So as we're kind of watching the relationship paradigm crumble in various ways, we're still going to see toxic and dysfunctional relationships, but we're also going to see things look, you know, sort of surface differences in terms of partnerships. And people might really want to pigeonhole those or label them or judge them and say, well, you know why she's with him because he's ugly, right? Like, so then you know she's with him for the money or
the big penis.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, whatever bullshit. But the reality is that as we're here for our growth and evolution, a lot of things are never going to make sense on the surface.
Yeah.
And marriage and partnership is going to be one of them. It will continue to be one of them, but in a way where perhaps there's a lot more integrity there than we realize. Mm. And so maybe we just need to show some compassion and stop judging and understand that trust and purpose will really be at the root of those kind of that new paradigm around relationships. So,
and if one person wants to marry for money, if they're in their integrity and they're in their power, there's going to be something else about the person that they like. It's not just going to be their bank account.
No, no, not at all. And if it means that more people can live out their purpose and share and be of service to others, then
why not?
Yeah. Thank you for listening. For more information, articles, and inspiration, find us at karmasmybitch.com and at karmasmybitch.insta.
And if you liked what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review.